morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive, 89.7 on your FM dial, channel 1301 on your Spectrum Cable TV. Today, I have a wonderful show, an invigorating show, a rewarding show, and a show that should make us all happy and a great way to start the day. But before I do that, let me give a couple of announcements. And this will really blend in with today's show. The Pittsfield High Class of 1969 will be holding their 54th class reunion at the Italian American Club on Newell Street, June the 24th. Doors open at 5 p.m. There's going to be, the theme is rock and roll, and there's special guest appearance by an Elvis impersonator. He will also be the DJ. The appetizers, 5:30 to 6, meet and greet 11 with Elvis, the impersonator, at 7. Music will start at 8. For more, please make checks payable to Kathy, NIMONS, 72 Taylor Street, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And I know this is early, but if you've ever tried to put a reunion together, it takes about 5 months. Also, this is a real good one for people also. This is from the post office. They're free test kits. And all you have to do is go online to https://special.usps.com test kits. And you'll get them. My wife and I, before I do stuff like this, I tried them out and it worked. And just for folks to know that. A little history that I think I like to share with people. On this day in 1973, the Vietnam War ended. On January 30th of 1968 was the start of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. So there's some historical facts. Dining to donate to benefit the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall coming to the Berkshires. That will take place at the Locker Room in Lee. The number there is 413-243-2662. Eat in or take out or just a casual drink. They will be donating to the cost to pay for help pay for the memorial to come here to benefit the wall, the traveling wall. So if you can do that, and they got great food there, and it's always a good time. But Pittsfield Community Television, they're going to be running a bunch of classes through February, and I'll just give you a couple right off the top. Video switcher operator training, how to be a director training. Video switcher is February 6th. How to be a director is February 13th. Open studio, February 27th. So that, those are all ready to go. One last, 89 South Street, Pittsfield, from Mohegans to the GE. John Dixon, he's a great guy. I know him well. He's the chair of the Pittsfield Historical Commission. He's going to be doing a lecture on Friday, February the 3rd at 2 p.m., Lifestyles in 89 South Street. RSVP by calling 413-445-54056, extension 180. And again, that's 89 South Senior Community Living. And for you people, they don't mean seniors in high school. They mean old people like me. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, I'm going to have you go around. I'm going to start with the teacher, the lucky teacher, I should say. In reality, got a great kiddos. Go ahead, Kayla. Would you please introduce yourself and what you do?
Sure. Thank you. First of all, thanks for having us. My name is Kyla Blocker. I am the theater and chorus teacher at Pittsfield High School and also the artistic director of our after-school program, Proteus.
Cool. All right. Now, let's, Brooke, how about you? Tell us what year you're in, too.
Hi. Can everyone hear me all right? Okay. My name is Brooke Tripico. I'm a junior at Pittsfield High School, and I am a member of Proteus, our drama club, and I'm playing Agnes in our upcoming production of She Kills Monsters.
Wow. Good for you. Thank you, Kayla. Hey, Colin, how about you, dude?
Hi, my name is Colin McKinney. I'm a senior at PHS. I'm in the Proteus group, and I'm playing Miles in She Kills Monsters.
And I, under full disclosure, we could do it from the same house. He's my next door neighbor.
Yes.
Yes, he is. And he's got a very talented brother, Patrick, and a bunch of family members. All right, who's next? How about Jessica?
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. I'm Jess Healy. I'm a sophomore at PHS. I'm part of the Pittsfield High School Proteus program, and I play Tilly Evans in the play She Kills Monsters.
Cool. And now, a person who I've seen act in many things. Izzy, hit me with it, kiddo.
Hi, I'm Izzy Brown. I'm a sophomore at PHS. I'm also in the Proteus group, and I'm playing Chuck Biggs in She Kills Monsters.
What an opportunity this is for my show to have you guys on. Who wants to give an overview of the play, what it's about in the various characters? Who'd like to? Kylie, you want to do that? And then you guys can jump in as she mentioned your character. How's that? That work for everybody?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a plan. So this play, She Kills Monsters, is difficult to describe. It's about this woman, Agnes, who's sort of just ordinary life, average person until her sister and her parents. Oh, yes. You have our awesome poster designed by one of our other students, Lanijah Garrett. Agnes's sister and parents die suddenly in a car crash. All of this happens before the play. And then as Agnes is packing up Tilly's belongings, she finds this Dungeons and Dragons module that she wrote before she died. And so Agnes realizes she didn't know very much about her sister in real life. So she decides to try to learn about her by playing this Dungeons and Dragons campaign. She goes to find Chuck, who is an expert in Dungeons and Dragons, and says, "Hey, will you help me play this?" And so we go back and forth between the real world and the D&D world, and we sort of see Agnes's journey in learning about her sister, finding out a lot of things that she was definitely not expecting, but sort of goes on this journey of not only getting to know her sister, but coping with her her death and losing her, and coping with accepting with who she was in life.
Cool. Now, all right. Now, Brooke, you play Agnes. Did I remember that right? You're lucky because I don't remember where I parked the car at my age. So.
But yes, you got that right.
All right. Tell us about your character. But what people, when I do these shows, even when I bring on like Rocco Sisto and Paul, a lot of the actors, they want to know how you prepare. How do you prepare to go from Brooke to Agnes?
Yeah. So one major thing about Agnes that has been kind of difficult in playing this role is her age. So I'm 16 years old. She is 25. So it's kind of hard to find how to play someone who is that much older than me.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of like trying to ground myself and like figure out how she would react to things, because that's definitely not how I would react to things. So that's definitely a major factor in my performance. And then another thing is that this show takes place in the 90s, 1995 specifically. So a lot was different back then. It was a while ago. So there's all this like, there's this music and technology that's being incorporated into the show. So one thing that I like to do to prepare is make a playlist to listen to, a playlist of songs from the 90s that I think my character would enjoy. And it really helps like put me in the mindset of Agnes.
Cool. Thank you so much. That's really good. We'll come back around and ask, what did you find the hardest? So you can all start to prepare. All right. Now, Colin, tell us about your role.
So I play Miles, which is actually Agnes's boyfriend. I'm also 25 years old. And it's like with Brooke, it's difficult to put yourself in the mindset of a person who's so much older than you. But it's also interesting because Miles is like, he's very fun character to play. There's a lot of great funny moments that I get to work with that I think really bring a lot of like emotion and life into the play.
Cool.
I feel like it's just a great fun character to play as.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. What some of the real challenges and some of the more difficult parts of playing the character. Jessica.
Hello.
Hi. Same question. What part do you play and how did you get prepared to play that? How do you go from Jessica to your part?
Okay. So as you know,
you play Tilly, right?
I play Tilly Evans, the 15-year-old sister that died. So quite frankly, it's a little easier for me because I'm already 15 and she was 15. So I just kind of have to think about how teenagers would usually act. But since Tilly is a nerd, she's pretty dorky because she was the dungeon master. Tilly is the paladin. I sort of have to think about how a 15-year-old girl would be nerdy like that. And it kind of relates back to me because I can be dorky at times. So it's kind of easy to step into that mindset of being a dorky teenage girl. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, yeah, you know, to me, in one of the reasons that I didn't go into acting, because to me, and through the years of interviewing people, it's fascinating how you become this person that you're not, you know, and you just did a nice job, Jess, on that. We'll be back to you. Don't worry. No one escapes. I can see you all. Izzy, I've seen Izzy in more things than Izzy probably remembers being in. But tell me, what is your role? And I know, but I want the other folks to know. And the same question, how does Izzy go from Izzy the Great to, that's my name for her.
I'm playing Chuck Biggs in She Kills Monsters, and he's kind of like a dorky teenager as well. To help Agnes play Dungeons and Dragons, he's being the dungeon master, which is like the person who kind of runs the game. And I think...
Well, hung up. Huh. I'll go. She's buffering big time. Let's go back to... she should come back. I don't
get into the mindset.
Okay. You were buffering a little bit, hon, so we missed some of what you said.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. No, you can't. It's Saturday morning Zoom. We never know what's going to happen.
Should I say it again?
Yeah, say it again, just so we catch up. Yeah.
I said I think that me and Chuck are pretty similar, but the time period makes it a little difficult, like references and clothing and music that I don't fully, like I don't listen to or watch or wear. And it's like, I have to like kind of tune into that and help have like people around me help me understand like what things mean. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And going back, Kayla, what, you're the artistic director, and how did you, one, come up with this play, and two, cast these wonderful kiddos and others? And what did you find the most difficult part of this production?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is a play that I first saw performed at a summer program that I've worked at for several years. Okay. And it's just sort of been in the back of my brain since then, because I was just like, wow, this is such a great play for high school students. Because A, it deals with a lot of things that are important to them. We find out over the course of the play that Tilly is a member of the LGBTQIA community. And we see Agnes sort of react to that and come to terms with that, which, you know, is at the forefront of so many people's experience in one way or another. And also the D&D aspect of it is just really fun. So it just felt like whenever I'm choosing plays, I was just kind of like, who, like, what's the vibe of this group that I have? What play is going to fit them the best? And this play just seemed like the right call for this year. It has a lot of really fun characters, both in the D&D world and out of the D&D world, that they can really sink their teeth into, characters they can connect with, and characters that are big stretches that are far from who they are. So it, you know, casting kind of fell into place really easily, actually. Things just kind of clicked as I saw them read for different parts. We were actually casting two plays at the time because I have another student. We just finished up a student-directed production of our plays that one of our seniors, Tessa Hansen, directed. So Tessa and I were working together to cast these two plays, and it just seamlessly fell into place. Just people fit roles really, really nicely. The hardest thing for me, well, is not the 90s pop culture, because unlike the students, I was alive in the 90s.
Yeah.
So for me, it's fun. It's like nostalgia.
Yeah. I just, I was alive, but I just don't remember it.
Oh, fair enough. But the nostalgia factor is really fun for me. Like revisiting the music and whatnot is really fun. Two things have been the most challenging for me. One, I knew next to nothing about Dungeons and Dragons before starting this production. We have some cast members, Izzy and Colin, definitely know a lot about it. Brooke knows some about it as well. But it's definitely been a learning process. We had a student come in who is part of the Dungeons and Dragons club, and he led us in a campaign. They got to play as their characters. So that was really fun. It was
that
a nice
cool. Yeah.
That was really awesome. We were really appreciative of that. So learning about Dungeons and Dragons and figuring out, okay, how do I bring this world to life on stage? And within that, there's a whole lot of stage combat in this play.
Okay.
More than any show I've ever done, I think. So that has been super fun. It's also been something we've had to spend a lot of time working on and making sure that A, everyone's safe, and B, that it like looks good and looks realistic and whatnot. I think we've really landed somewhere nice with that. It's also a very tech heavy show, lights and sound. So we haven't quite added that yet, but we're working on that on Monday. We're gonna start adding that. So that's gonna be an exciting challenge as well.
You know, going back, just to not to, but being an artistic director, to me, in being a director, but the artistic director piece of being in selecting the, there's so many plays out there. As I was reading about this one, thank you for the info you sent me on that. I appreciate it. I was thinking, you know, this is a great play for high school. It really, you know, it really is, because it's kind of for them. You guys got to think a little bit about going back to the 90s. You want to go back to the 50s, I'll give you a trip. But when I was in school, but thank you for doing this. This is a great opportunity for kids, and I will just say this to those naysayers, and believe me, they're there. When they say theater and glee club and this, and it to me is as important as sports, because it teaches discipline, it teaches many things, memorization, taking and being someone else, and really being able to portray that. I interview a lot of people, and I always find kiddos and young adults that are in drama club and in band, and they interview so much. They're more mature than their chronological age. So, and that's a compliment to all of you. It really is, because I think theater does that. A quick story. I interviewed a girl many years ago. She could have been from PHS, actually, many years ago. And she got dragged in, that's her words, not mine, into the drama. And she said it was the best thing that ever happened to her, because before she called herself this, she was almost a recluse, a wallflower, kind of shy. In theater, just she blossomed. And she interviewed like she was, you know, in the theater for 50 years. So I applaud all of you people for being in it. And I've seen Izzy work. I haven't seen any of the others, but I've watched Izzy through her career. But so going back, Brooke, tell me what was the hardest part to get Brooke to where she has mastered this part?
So I already kind of talked about the age issue. So there's that. And also she's a teacher. So I've kind of worked on like observing people and their reactions, like some of my teachers. Another thing is there's a lot of depth to these characters.
A lot of depth.
Yes. So Agnes, for her, she's very sarcastic, but she's also very smart. And at the same time, she knows nothing about D&D. So she's kind of like a little bit dumber in that aspect of things. And then one other thing is that Agnes has some internal biases that I personally do not possess. So getting myself into that mindset and being able to play a character who thinks this way about people can be kind of difficult. But I think that that's one of the things that has helped me grow as an actor.
That's great. I have to tell you, that's terrific. Thank you so much for sharing that. All right, now we'll go down, Jessica.
Hello.
Same question. What did you find the most difficult for Jessica to get herself into this role and become believable?
That's a tough question.
I know. I make them up.
I guess since it's like, it's not really, I don't want to say it's difficult, but there are some struggles because I'm not exactly like Tilly. Like Tilly was a complete nerd, all about Dungeons and Dragons. And I think the hardest part for me was I knew absolutely nothing about Dungeons and Dragons. Like the only time I ever heard about it was watching Stranger Things, but that was it. Never played it in my life. And when we had the campaign, so Tilly's like the leader of the group. And she knows everything about Dungeons and Dragons. And that's hard for me because I know nothing about it. So when we were having the campaign, I was confused. I didn't know what I was doing. I got a little bit of the hang of it later, but I felt like I could have been doing more things because I think it's just about like choosing what move you want to do next. And I didn't really process that until like the end. So it was definitely trying to understand Dungeons and Dragons.
I heard Dungeons and Dragons one time compared to as a modern day chess game. You think there's any truth to that? I guess you have to have the ability to think ahead.
So, yeah.
All right, Izzy. The same question. How did you get Izzy into yourself? What did you find out to be the most difficult part of it?
The most difficult part for me, I think, is some of the things I have to say,
words
out of my mouth in the show.
Yeah.
I think Chuck is a very flirtatious person, which I didn't exactly count on right away. So it was like trying to get myself into that sort of mindset, especially a nerd who's probably not going to get anywhere with this flirting in the 90s with like all these like references that I didn't really get. So it was like a lot of me asking other people to help me out with that.
Oh, cool.
But I think I got there eventually.
You know, it's always amazed me to go and watch a performance where people, they are become so believable, like Agnes and, you know, Chuck, and especially when you know them, you know, like I know a lot, like Chris Enver and Mark Dole, all the actors that have been at Barrington Stage and the Colonial. I've interviewed them, so I know them as their, but then I go watch them and I went, these people are, it's unbelievable the ability that many of them and many of you have and will even hone to even better skills. So Colin, same question to you, dude. How do you go from the Colin that I know to your character? Will I see any Colin when I go to see this play?
I feel like you see a little bit of yourself whenever you play any character in some aspect. But
cool.
For Miles, there's a couple of like more difficult things. Is one, as I mentioned before, the age. The age is definitely not an easy thing to try to get used to.
Yeah.
Another thing is like playing a character who's in a relationship with someone. That's not an easy thing to do if you're not really used to that yourself. So trying to like how to interact with the other character, Agnes,
yeah,
and just like having to play that type of person is definitely interesting. And another thing is that although I myself love Dungeons and Dragons, Miles knows nothing about it. So having to play someone who's completely clueless about that type of stuff is definitely interesting. It's fun. It's a fun character to play because I've been able to have new experiences.
Yep.
With acting with Miles.
When we're gonna take a break in about 2 minutes, but I want to just go back to Kayla. Kayla, when you started in this business, what did you find the most difficult? See, I got the teacher. Aha.
When I started in theater in general.
Yeah.
So I gotta think back. Because I think I started acting as early as like third grade. But there is this aspect of, I think one of the things is like going from show to show, right? And theater is temporary, right? It's meant to be temporary. It's ephemeral. Yep. It comes and it goes. And so we get really invested in this one production, and we get really familiar with who this character is, and we learn everything we can about them, and we get inside their heads and figure out what they would do and how they would do it and why they would do it. And then we put all this effort into it, and then we do the shows, and then it's done. And it's almost, it's a bit almost like a little bit of a mourning process, because you create this whole other human, and then you just have to let them go. And then, you know, if you're like me and if you're like my students, you just jump right into the next show. We have auditions for our musical 2 days after this show closes. So we got it
right here. We'll read them at the end. I'll promote is what I'm gonna do.
But they're gonna have to jump into completely different characters, very shortly after being done with this play. So it's not just getting in the head of one character. It's like all the different people consistently. And you start to I mean, you were saying so many lovely things about theater and what it teaches us. And one thing that I think it really teaches us is empathy, because we have to put ourselves in other people's shoes, and we have to try to understand the experiences of other people, even if it's as simple as like what Colin just said. I joked with Colin at the beginning of the process. I said, I can't believe I cast you as the character who doesn't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, because Colin knows a lot about it and plays it and loves it. But yeah, and on being on the teacher side of it now, you know, it's guiding them through that process. And, you know, I know them all as humans really well. So if I am convinced that they are, you know, it's not Brooke, it's Agnes, or it's not Colin, it's Miles, then I know that they've done their job if they can convince me.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll throw this out before break, and then we're going to take a 1 minute break. There's a play just with this group of people here right now. And I don't know, this is how it affected me listening to all of you. There's a play written by Mark St. Germain, and it's called Best of Enemies. And it's about the head of the KKK and the head of the civil rights movement. And I believe me, I'm not a casting director, but boy, can I see some of the people on this screen in that play. I just say that. It's none of my business. You should take a read of it. It's a wonderful.
I will check it out. Yeah, definitely.
It's a wonderful play. We're going to take a 1 minute break, folks. Please stay tuned. These are wonderful people. And I will tell you, don't go, because I know some of you have to get on the bus. You got to get your kids out. You got to get the car. You got to get a coffee. Here's the thing. This performance will take place at Pittsfield High School on February 3rd, 4th, 10th, and 11th at 7:30, and February 5th and 12th at 2:30 p.m. So please, Pittsfield High, I think I'll have to check with Mr. Curtis. I think they've lifted the restraining order they had against me being in there, but I'll double check after the last play. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301. Please stay tuned. These young people are dynamic, and so is their teacher.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Mantiques, a 7,000 square foot shop featuring collectibles, antique signs, and much more for your garage, bar, man cave, or she shed. Open Thursday through Monday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and located on Route 7 in Lanesboro. And from Greylock Grounds Drive Through and Cafe, featuring different varieties of local coffee and tea from Six Depot Roastery Cafe. Greylock Grounds K-Cups are locally brewed and the only biodegradable compostable K-Cups using a local roaster. Visit their drive-through location on Route 7 in Lanesboro, serving coffee, paninis, ice cream, and more. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community Action Council. BCAC is in need of licensed contractors to service low-income clients who are in need of insulation and heating upgrades, offering a consistent project pipeline, quick payment turnaround, and more. Contact Julie for more information at 413-418-3664.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBRFM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. I have with me today some of the most wonderful people you're going to meet today and probably for a long time. I'm going to start. We're going to reintroduce yourself. This is a morning show, folks. There are people just tuning in now. There's people leaving. But I'm going to start with this wonderful teacher. Kayla, please introduce yourself and tell us what you do at PHS, my alma mater. I don't know if they're proud of it, but I am.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kyla Blocker. I am the theater and chorus teacher at Pittsfield High School, and I'm also the artistic director of our after-school theater program, Proteus Theater.
And these wonderful people, they're taking part in a play, and it's to me, it's such a dynamic play. She Kills Monsters is the name of the play. And we've been talking about it for the first half hour. For those folks that are joining, there'll be a little bit of repetition, but not a lot, because I have a lot more questions I pulled out. And we'll go down. Brooke, tell us about yourself and the role you play in this performance.
Yeah, my name is Brooke Tripico. I'm a junior at Pittsfield High School. My pronouns are she, they. I play Agnes in She Kills Monsters.
Cool. All right, Jessica.
Hello, my name is Jess Healy. I'm a sophomore at Pittsfield High School, and I'm part of the PHS Proteus Theater Program. And I play Tilly Evans in She Kills Monsters.
That's great. And then this Izzy, tell us about yourself and what part you play.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Isabella Brown, and I play Chuck Biggs in She Kills Monsters.
And this guy here is my next door neighbor, so I want everybody to go to the play and sit behind his father and bug him. No, I kid. Colin, go ahead, buddy.
Hello, my name is Colin McKinney. I'm a senior at PHS, and I play Miles in She Kills Monsters.
And these, I want to get this out quickly. These performances are going to take place at PHS in the auditorium, not the theater, actually. It's auditorium. What is it now? I don't know. They changed it when I left.
I call it the theater, okay. But, you know, auditorium still gets floated around. That's perfectly fine, too.
Okay. And it's a great venue. That's the better point. It's a great venue to watch a play, and it really and truly is. It will be performed on February 3rd, 4th, 10th, and 11th at 7:30, and it will be performed February 5th and 12th at 2:30 p.m. So PHS, if you don't know where it is, so you're watching or listening this at out of town, it's on East Street. If you miss it, it's got a big building with a big dome. So if you drive by it, you probably should surrender your license, because your vision isn't what it should be. All right, we'll go on. So going back to the play, Dungeons and Dragons was a big thing for a long time. Is it, I guess I throw this out to all of you, is it still as big as it was? Who wants to take it? Izzy, why don't you jump on that one?
I think it's still pretty popular.
I
definitely got into it because my dad likes it, but I don't know exactly which groups it's popular in right now, but yeah. I think that it's still popular, and I think that it's really cool.
How about you, Colin?
I definitely think it's really popular. The person who came to play the campaign with us actually introduced me to Dungeons & Dragons about 4 years ago, I think. And I've loved it ever since.
Wow.
It's definitely still very popular. It's in its fifth edition right now. It's more popular than it's ever been. It's very accessible to millions of people. Probably even more because of the references and stuff and Stranger Things. It's definitely very, very popular.
Brooke, how about you? Is that in your opinion?
I don't know too much about it, but I have played before.
Okay.
I do think it's popular. I mean, we have a D&D club at our school. Colin's a member of it. I'd love to go if I could find the time. I think it is pretty big still.
Cool. Jesse, are you into it?
Yeah, I think it's pretty popular because it is in Stranger Things, and like Brooke said, we have a Dungeons and Dragons club, and we have plenty of people. So I would say it is
cool. And you know, what do you? Let me. I want to go back. I'm going to start with you, Brooke. What drew you to the drama, to Proteus, or the theater, and what keeps you there?
So for me personally, I started acting in I would have to be fifth grade, like in little shows that my middle school was doing, and then summer camps. My childhood best friend would do these acting camps with Shakespeare and Company. And
oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I started doing those, and I just fell in love with being able to take a break from my own life and step into someone else's. It's just, there's just something about it that keeps me coming back. It's kind of like a form of escapism almost. And then at PHS as a freshman, I immediately joined the drama club. And I was excited for that because in middle school we did do shows, but we didn't do anything like as large scale. And the people who did the shows weren't like hardcore into theater like the people I act with now are. And it's just a really great community, honestly. Okay. Our drama club. We're all friends. We all love each other. We do these shows. We have fun. It's awesome.
Cool. Colin, what drew you and what keeps you there?
So I started doing theater in middle school in sixth grade. I was actually inspired to do theater because Patrick also doing theater in middle school as well. And I was very nervous about it at first because it was something that I've never done before. But I felt like it was a new experience for me, and I wanted to try it out, and I do not regret it at all. It's one of my favorite things to do right now. And although like the middle school plays weren't as big as they are at PHS, I knew I definitely wanted to continue it in high school. So I immediately signed up to drama club, and I immediately auditioned for Proteus because cool. I wanted to continue doing theater because it's something I loved in middle school, and I stay because of the people. The people in Proteus are amazing, and it's just such a great community to come to after school and just escape from life's troubles. It's just amazing. I love stepping into the world of a, like, that's not my own, and a character that isn't me. It's just great. Yeah.
Isn't, you know, thank you for that. That's very, very insightful. Very, very, very good. Jessica, how about you, kiddo? What drew you in? What keeps you there?
Yeah, so when I was in probably elementary school, my mom took me and my sister to, like, plays and musicals at like the Colonial Theater, the McCain Theater, Barrington State, even PHS. I saw a couple shows at PHS. I saw Footloose and Cats, which
I saw them.
Yeah, those two really made me like think, what if I did this when I'm older? And when I'm saying I was little, I'm saying probably like kindergarten. I was young. I didn't even start acting. So then I got into middle school, and then I got into the play of The Witches with Colin, actually. That's kind of how I met him. And I talked to my parents about, like, wanting to go to PHS because I said that their art program, their arts program and their theater program is, like, top-notch, and I want to be in it because it seems really fun. And I've been in the Proteus program since I was a freshman, actually. I wasn't really in it much when I was a freshman because they did their fall play, and I considered doing tech for it, but I was also dealing with dance class, which was very difficult for me.
Yeah.
It was a back and forth thing. So during my freshman year, like later into my freshman year, I was considering dropping out of dance class, which I had been doing for 11 years.
Wow.
And moving on to theater to see where that'll get me. And I did that because the musical Pippin that we put on last year was my very first musical that I've ever been in. And it was quite the experience. I was the featured dancer. So I was kind of like the background dancers, I guess you would say. And it was the best experience of my life. So since then, I've been in Proteus, and it's knocked out every single toxic, unhealthy thing that's happened in my life. And it's just a very nice program to be in. And I'm so glad I met the people that I have. Looking back at little me, she would be very proud of where I am good. Now.
Oh, that's great. That what a wonderful testimonial to your colleagues and your friends and your teacher. Izzy, how'd you get into this wonderful career field?
So growing up, my mom really wanted me to be active, but I hate sports and I hate like running and movement, and it like is annoying to me. Yeah. I was in this like really small show when I was in second grade. And I really liked it. So I just kept like coming back to the theater, and my mom realized that that was the way for me to be active, like through like singing and dancing. And then throughout all the time, like since second grade that I've been in theater, I've gotten to meet like so many new people and gotten to make so many cool friends that like, it's been just like a really nice community that helps me through things. And then.
Froze up again. She froze up again. I'm going to have to get on her father to get a little bit quicker internet in his house. I'll wait until she comes back to tell her. But Izzy, you froze up again, kid. I'm going to get on your father and tell him to get off and get some fast internet in there. Golly. No, just finish up what you were saying, sweetie.
I think Jess said it before. I got to meet like so many cool friends, and it's been like a pretty nice environment, especially like when things are hard in real life, it's nice to like go be in theater and put myself into someone else's shoes and pretty much get to play pretend, which is one of the most fun things ever. If you were ever a kid, I think you'd understand that that's one of like really cool, one of the really cool things about theater. And as of this year, I've gotten to do so many cool other projects. Like I've gotten to build things for like the set and.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Which has been so much fun and such a really cool experience. And I'm so glad I joined theater to like get to try.
Well, I'm going to get on her father. I'm telling you that right now. I'm going to be on him like a wet blanket. Anyhow, the going back and again, Izzy just said something that I was in a play when I was in kindergarten. And to this day, I'm going to tell you my one and only lines. I'm as snug as a bug in a rug. That was my, but trust me, when I was in kindergarten, was a long time ago, but it's amazing what you can remember from your youth, your plays. How many of you, I'm going to start with Brooke. Brooke, are you going to follow this career field into acting?
So I have considered this. It's for a long time. I did want to focus on becoming a professional actor. But at this point in my life, I think I'm going to go into the education field instead. And hopefully I'll be able to do acting in my free time. Maybe I'll become a drama teacher. Yeah. So I don't know. I do want to incorporate this into my life in the future, but I don't think it'll be my main focus as a career.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, but you got, look at the role model you got with Miss Blagner, huh? Come on. That's Izzy, what about you?
I've definitely thought about this too, and I don't exactly know yet what I want my career choice to be. I definitely want to keep going with acting though, because just like amazing in general. So I'm still playing around with what I want to be. I definitely want to find a way to like work it into my future.
Great. That's great. That's a very fair question, very fair answer. Jess, how about you? Jessica. I don't know if they call you Jess or Jessica.
You can call me Jess. I prefer it. What was the question again?
Are you going to follow acting as a career, or is it going to be like a supplemental kind of thing?
Okay. That's a really difficult question to answer because I'm also a songwriter. Oh, so cool. I want to get somewhere with that too.
Oh, cool.
But if I could like make my way to being like on Broadway or something or being in a movie, that would honestly be amazing because that would just add on to another thing I want to do with my life, because acting is like who I am pretty much. And that's, I don't want to say
no, that's very fair. They're very good answers. Colin, how about you, buddy?
I feel like I've considered this at some point. But although I love acting, I feel like it's more of a passion of mine and not like something that I want to do as a career.
Okay.
I'm definitely much more interested in science and astronomy, and like that's what I wanted to go into as a career. But I definitely do want to do, I definitely still want to incorporate acting at like in some way in my life, because I feel I don't want to lose that passion of mine that I have for it. I'm definitely considering, and I probably will continue to do it in college and beyond, but yeah, not necessarily a career, but definitely a passion.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many town players and groups like that, summer stock. I applaud you all for at least you. It always amazes me, and I'm just going to say this for everybody out there in the audience. Listening to these young people, if you question drama, if you question acting, if you question those other learning skills, then you probably should rethink it. The answers that these young people have given and will continue to give they're mature beyond their years. I mean, really and truly, Kelly, it must be such a delight to work with this crew and others.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I've been at PHS for 4 years now, and I feel like I've just found the most amazing group of students. They are so passionate about what they do. And not just in theater, you know, they take that passion to every area of their life. They're such hard workers. I'll say like, all right, we need this done. And they're like, I'm on it. I got it. And it's just such a joy for me to share my passion with them. You know, I started, like many high school students, thought that I wanted to go into acting professionally. So I went to college for acting and did it for a little bit. And then either through a series of events was like, actually, I think I want to teach this to people, because there's just a different type of joy watching it click for young people and remembering what it was like for me in high school, performing and acting and all of that. And then, you know, helping to facilitate that for them. But I'm very grateful and appreciative for this group of students. This year has been so very fun so far. This show has been just an absolute joy to work on. And I'm excited for the rest of the year and beyond.
And we're going to talk about that again. I want to let people know all that's coming up. But before I do want to once again give you the dates for this show, because this is really important. You know, we read in a paper and we hear on the news and we see on the TV about kiddos in trouble and kiddos with this and young adults. I shouldn't say kiddos because I'll get hate mail for that. But it's minor hate mail. I get hate mail for everything. Sun came up, I get hated for it. But these young people, there's what we should be concentrating on, not the ones that are astray and need to come back to the flock. These young people are the flock. They're out there. They're in school. They're acting. They're doing their studies. Their answers to my questions as I just said, are beyond their years, their chronological years. And I always find that whenever I do these kinds of shows with either Taconic or Shakespeare and Company or whatever, they bring a maturity to their answers, a maturity to their being, their maturity to their demeanor, that beyond their years. And I mean that from my heart. Let me just tell you now, the director, by the way, how do we let this go? You people led me astray. You didn't lead me back to the director. The director of this production is Kayla Blocker. She's right here and I don't know how it'll come out on the television. She is also a wonderful teacher and should the Proteus group, just unbelievable. But these performances will take place on February the 3rd, the 4th, the 10th, and the 11th at 7:30. Okay, PM. And on February 5th and the 12th at 2 p.m. So there's matinee and evening performances. And I applaud you for the matinees because a lot of people my age and Colin's father's age, we don't like to drive at night. But don't tell your father that, Colin. All kidding aside, seriously, that's a wonderful addition because sometimes they didn't do that. And some grandparents and others missed out. So thank you for doing that. And let me just tell you, the ticket prices are $12 for adults and $8 for students K through 12. This play, and I'm going to let Kayla, 12 years old and older, not any kiddos younger. It's just, it could be scary for them. Is that fair?
I mean, that's our recommendation. Obviously, you know, people will make the decision that's best for their children. I know we have some, you know, younger siblings or younger family members who are probably going to come see it anyway. Because, you know, that's the decision those families are making, which absolutely fully support that. Yeah, we are recommending 12 and up for this one, just because some of the more mature themes that it deals with, some of the more mature jokes that it makes, and just because it is a little bit more of a sophisticated show. But obviously, you know, everyone can make whatever decision is best for them.
Yeah, and before we go for the I do want to say this. This doesn't end their season. It really doesn't, because coming up, and this is one of my very, very favorite, Little Shop of Horrors. I've seen that in so many venues. I think it's great. And then, and I'm going to ask you just, and that's going to happen. Let me just say, auditions are February 14th. Kyla's going to direct that one too. The performances are April 28th, 29th, and 30th, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. And we'll get you the times later when it's closer. They're coming back on. They don't know it, but I know. Because if I have to, I'll just chase you down. And then the 10-Minute Play Festival, a collaboration of dramatic performances. Give us and that's June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Kayla, give us an overview of that. What is that? 10 minutes.
Yeah, so this is something that we started last year. A couple of these students participated in one way or another. And that's a collaboration between my Dramatic Performance 1 class, which is an acting intensive class, and my Tech Theater class. So in Drama 1, their final project is they work on 10-minute plays. And then my Tech Theater class, throughout this, it's a semester-long class. I'm starting it on Monday. They learn the ins and outs of all the different tech theater aspects, light, sound, set design, costumes, et cetera. And they get, based on what they're interested in, they get assigned to different roles in the tech world and do all the tech for the show. Yeah. They run the sound, they run the lights, they find the costumes. So it's a nice thing for both classes to sort of have a sustained project where they're really in the driver's seat. So last year I did this for the first time and it was great success and so much fun. And we just did an in-school performance, it was so great that this year I decided, well, why not invite people in to see it as well? So that will be coming up.
I want to thank you all for getting up. We are recording this on Saturday morning. You all look bright and shiny. Break a leg. Best of everything. I'll be attending one of the performances. And if I, like, I'll just yell, "Hey, it's me, Bill!" Don't get distracted. Stay in your role. Taylor, thanks, man, this has been a great opportunity for me. And I hope you guys have enjoyed it. And I have taken on the gauntlet of my alma mater. If you get a hold of me, your guys are going to be on the show. We'll talk about the next productions.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, no, it's my honor. And to everybody out there, to this group, I say this every morning to every listener and viewer, God bless. And today, let's try to do something for somebody else. It can be a nasty world out there. And there's a lot of people that maybe a smile or a hi, how you doing, or a cup of coffee or a telephone call. Make the world a better place like these people are through their performances. Everybody, goodbye. You behave yourselves. That was me. I was pointing it. Oh, well, it's too late for me. Save yourself. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see the performances, all of them. Take care. Thank you.